team that Baraboo had a tough time with, and they lost a real heartbreaker to Onalaska by one, and Baraboo didn't hardly compete in the Onalaska game. So Baraboo's got their work cut out for them. Do not be deceived by the 3-5 record and get complacent.
T-Birds hoping to be competitive tonight. They have struggled in their most recent games. They're coming off a 42-0 loss here to Onalaska at home last Friday. They allowed 182 yards on the ground. Cam Cornett scored 3 touchdowns. Now, the good news is the T-Birds only allowed 65 yards passing, but of course that's a big part of that was the Hilltoppers had plenty of success on the ground.
I think I blacked out, and I'm not sure exactly what happened in that game, so I'll take your word for it.
As for the Spartans, they're coming off a defeat as well. They lost 48-28. At La Crosse Central last week. A couple of high notes for them, though. Dusty Morrow racked up 19 tackles, and Cameron McTaggart had 18 tackles. That's a lot of work. And Zach True threw for 150 passing yards. He's over 1,000 yards passing for the season. T-Birds are getting ready to kick it off here. They're wearing their customary navy jerseys and helmets, gold pants. They're going to kick it to our right as we face Flambeau Field. Our visitors, the Spartans, are in red helmets and pants, white jerseys.
They remind you of another Spartan that you might see if you turn on a college football game.
They
got that
indeed.
Same look, let me tell you.
And they've got 3 safeties back deep, standing at the 10-yard line.
In case you couldn't hear it, Dave Maurer says it's time for Thunderbird football.
You can tell Father Maurer is back.
Blessing us.
Johnny Moon ready to kick it away from the 40. They're going to go with a squib kick. This bounces and is covered at about the 30-yard line, heading upfield across the 40. 45, just about to midfield for the Spartans. They're going to have excellent field position for their opening drive. That was number 2. That's Devin Lietzau. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from midfield for the Spartans.
Interesting choice to squib kick the opening kickoff. It wasn't an onside kick. It was a squib kick. But as we've seen a few times this year, Baraboo has had a tough time. They've given up some of those big 85-yard returns for touchdowns.
We got one receiver wide right, one to the left. We got one back standing next to the quarterback in the shotgun pistol look. It's going to be a handoff. Heading off right tackle and being knocked out of bounds for a short gain. That's number 1 for the Spartans, Camden McTaggart. We mentioned him. He had his 18 tackles last week. He's also done a lot of damage on the ground. Camden McTaggart comes in with 666 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns.
We always talk about this. Jordy Beal and Trevon Lawyer in on the tackle. When Lawyer is tackling the running back, usually that's not a good thing. He tried to string him out along the outside, and Lawyer ran him down.
2nd and about 7 for the Spartans once again. Receivers out wide right and left. Back takes the handoff, plunging through the middle of the line for first down yardage. That's Camden McTaggart again. 2 carries and a quick first down for the Spartans. So other key personnel for Sparta. We talked about how Zachary True is at the controls at quarterback. Another one of their big threats is Reese Ott. He comes in with 499 rushing yards, 401 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns.
That was a little inside trap handoff is what you call that. Nice little move right up the gut. Pick up their first down.
Ball rests on the Baraboo 38. Man in motion. He's going to take the handoff. That's Ott. He's looking to get around left tackle. He's got a little bit of room. He picked up a good 5, maybe 6 yards on first down on a kind of an end-around look.
Couple of T-Birds in there. First guy to make the tackle, A.J. Elliott, in on that. They're trying to string us out. It's interesting. They've gone wide right. They've gone up the middle, and now they've tried to go wide left on us a little bit.
Probing for the weak spot on the defense.
That is exactly correct.
2nd and 5 coming up for Sparta. They are in Baraboo territory. We are just underway here at Baraboo High School. Spartans have been showing the same formation, one receiver wide left, one right, and you got the back standing next to True. True takes a shotgun snap. He hands it off inside to McTaggart. He's going to get first down yardage on the right hash. Another first down for the Spartans, and they are threatening here on their opening drive.
You know, they have a little man in motion, so he's got 2 options to hand it off to. He's got the guy running by him, and he's got what you would almost deem almost a fullback type waiting there, and it's a little bit of a delayed handoff depending on who he wants to hand off to, and so far it's been working for him. We've been unable to stop it.
Lines are getting set for this first and 10 play. True in the pistol look. Barks out the signals. There's the man in motion. They're going to give it to Ott, and he is
beautiful.
Dropped. Big tackle for loss. Jordy Beal.
My goodness.
In the Spartan backfield.
In the backfield by Jordy Beal.
Now that is Baraboo finally figuring out that man in motion play, watching the man in motion, watching the running back that's, you know, and the quarterback kind of, you know, I don't know if they know exactly who's going to get that ball or not when it's snapped. The quarterback might have a little bit of say as to who he hands it off to, but Jordy Beal tracked the man in motion perfectly. Dropped him for a big five-yard loss.
Thunderbirds, not fooled there. It's going to be second and 15. Two receivers out to the left, one to the right for Sparta. True's got the shotgun snap. He's going to hand to McTaggart. He's going up the gut. He's got one man to beat. He's heading inside the 10 to the 5. He is dragged down at about the 2-yard line of Baraboo, a big pickup on second and long for the Spartans.
And that is right up the gut again, right between the guard and the tackle there. It's just a little bit of a delayed handoff, but nothing fancy. There's obviously the Sparta offensive front there between the tackles, the guard, and the center, opening up some big holes in the middle.
That's a 26-yard pickup on the ground for Camden McTaggart and the Spartans. It's first and goal. Once again, one receiver right, two to the left. True takes a snap. Inside handoff. McTaggart again. He is stood up near the goal line. I think he's going to be just a bit short. It'll be second and goal inside the one.
And again, that time they did the exact play. They just ran it on the left side between the guard and the tackle, and Baraboo gave up 1 yard, but second and goal from the one.
Thunderbirds defense looking for a big stop here on the opening drive of the game. We are under 8.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
I'll be honest, if you're Baraboo, you just take a chance and stack the deck up the middle. If they're going to beat you wide, well, so be it. But you don't want to get beat up the middle
again. See if you can get Jordy Beal running wild in the backfield again.
Yeah.
True takes a snap, hands to McTaggart.
Yes.
He is going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. The T-Birds with a big stop on second and goal.
McTaggart once again stopped short.
It's going to be third and goal from about the 2.
And you called his name already, but Jordy Beal once again made the initial big contact. He lost a yard and a half, and that's what they did. They packed the middle. Now you'll see if Sparta does try to run outside again.
I was going to just about to say, would Coach Dow maybe see that approach and maybe even try to throw or get the ball to the outside here with T-Birds overplaying the middle. Third and goal from the 2. We'll see what Coach Dow and the Spartans have dialed up. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. McTaggart stands next to True. True's got the snap. Oh, he's dropped it. He's going to be dropped.
Beautiful.
For a loss back at the 10-yard line. A mishandled snap leads to a tackle for loss by a host of Thunderbirds.
And I think that snap was down at his knees. I mean, just couldn't go down and pick it up clean enough. And beautiful.
That's going to bring up fourth and goal from the 10, and we'll see what the Spartans elect to do here.
I see. Don't you see a kicker coming
in here? I think
I
see a kicking unit coming on. They're going to attempt a field goal of about 27 yards. They are indeed lining up for the kick. Once again, if you just joined us, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. It's just underway here. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
This is a 27-yard attempt.
Alec Von Rooten waits for the snap. It's down. The kick is up. It looks good. Nice looking boot. That's a 27-yard field goal.
The kick is good.
For number 32, Alec Von Rooten and the Spartans take a 3-0 lead.
That is a massive win for the Baraboo defense. Should be a great pick-me-up. They were getting beat, giving up 5 runs, giving up 8 runs, giving up 20 runs, yards, I should say, and all of a sudden, boom, they stuff the middle, they create a near turnover, and they go from a first and goal at the 2 to a fourth and goal at the 10 and force the field goal. So big wins happen in small areas, and right there, that is a big win for the T-Birds.
Moral victory for the T-Bird defense, for sure. Well, we're happy to be with you tonight, whether you're joining us by radio on 99.7 Max FM, on the internet at max.fm, through the Civic Media app, or whether you're watching on the NFHS Network. We're happy to bring you Thunderbird football here, the final game of the season. Our broadcasts have been sponsored all season long by State Farm Insurance, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. T-Birds ready for their first possession. They've got twin safeties back deep near the goal line. Von Rooten is going to kick it off to our left as we face Flambeau Field. Spartans scoring in about a five-minute drive, ending with a field goal to go up 3-0. This is a low kick. It's going to bounce at about the 20. Fielded at about the 10. Heading upfield, looking for a crease, and finding one over the 30-yard line. Nice-looking kickoff return to open the action for the T-Birds.
Number 34. There you go. I know that's Ethan Husselman, I believe. I believe that's number 34 who brought that ball back.
Very good. Ethan Husselman with a nice-looking kickoff return. It'll be first and 10 T-Birds at the 33.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
We saw Ethan Husselman do a lot of good things in last week's game versus Onalaska.
We're going to see if we see this Wildcat again, huh?
We've got Elliot Romberg back in the quarterback position. The inside handoff is going to be stacked up for a loss on first down. Yeah, for folks who may not have joined us last week, the Thunderbirds were down a couple of quarterbacks, and they were down to Jackson Puttkamer, the fullback, taking snaps in the Wildcat. Eventually, underclassman Owen Rogers came in to play some quarterback in the fourth quarter. So we weren't quite sure what we'd see here.
How many quarterbacks have we seen
this
year? I think
we've seen about five.
I think you counted them, right?
I think it's been five if you count Jackson and the Wildcat. So second and long for the T-Birds. One receiver wide right, one left. We've got two backs flanking Romberg. He takes a shotgun snap, fakes the handoff. He's looking to run off right tackle. He's across the 35, 40. That's a nice pickup. He got about 8 or 9. It'll be third and short coming up for Baraboo.
Elliot Romberg keeps it himself and rushes up close to it.
That was a design keeper the whole way. He tucked that ball. He followed his running back. His running back got out in front, made a good block, and he was just a yard and a half short of that first down.
Going to call it third and one, a long one for the T-Birds on the opening drive. Right back there with Romberg, you've got Jackson Puckhammer on his left.
Hard to see
or on his right.
It's hard to see Jackson not getting this ball, don't you think?
Indeed. There's a snap instead.
It's
going to be a fake give. Romberg looking to pick it up. He's going to be short. It's going to bring up a fourth and short for the T-Birds. Now with the ball being near midfield, you might go for this.
Romberg keeps it himself.
You got nothing to lose, Ben. You're looking for your first win of the year, and whether you lose 3-0 or 35-6 or who cares, just go for the win.
It's a chance to go for it, and it looks like the T-Birds are going to do that. The offense is on the field. We'll see what Coach Turkington has in mind. Speaking of Coach, we heard the news before the game tonight. This is going to be his final game on the sideline for the T-Birds. He's been here for 11 seasons.
We were pretty surprised at that.
We were indeed. Coming off four straight playoff appearances. That's a streak that's going to end this year. But 11 years, he's had a great long run here at Baraboo High.
We got to look up his overall record. Indeed. Now we were caught a little flat-footed.
Romberg takes a snap. He's got a first down and more. He's across midfield to the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds into the south end zone. Elliot Romberg. 58 yards.
Touchdown!
That was an impressive. They go back to the keeper, which kind of cost them the first down. Cost them the first down on that third down because I think the running back could have easily had that first down on that fake. But that time, my goodness, takes it 58 to pay dirt.
Well, and you talked about having nothing to lose, going for a fourth down. There's a big payoff.
Impressive offensive and defensive start.
T-Bird leads 6-0. Here comes the extra point. It is up in the air, and it is
beautiful.
Thunderbirds lead 7-3. So the T-Birds have had their struggles this year. They come in winless at 0-8, looking for a strong finish to the season, and that's a heck of a start, Brandon.
You can't get any better now. The defense, again, I'm not going to say the defense got lucky because they earned that right and that stand there and to force the field goal. However, the defense can't be as soft here and give up, 6, 8, 10, 12 on every carry again. You want to see, if not a 3-and-out, certainly a couple of drives and then stall here. You don't want them getting all the way down to your 1 or 2 yard line again. But what a positive start for Baraboo. We haven't, let's be honest, Ben, we haven't seen them come out of the chute this strong since the Toma game earlier this year.
Indeed, that was the T-Birds' closest call. They held a fourth quarter lead against Toma on the road. Weren't able to hold it, but now they've got an early lead here in the first quarter.
We'll kick it away for the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbird kicker Johnny Moon tees it up at the 40. He's ready to kick it back deep. Once again, the Spartans have deployed three deep safeties. They're standing at about the 10-yard line.
I bet they won't squib again. I mean, that gave them the ball with really good field position at the 50.
Moon on the approach. It's a low kick. It's going to skip at about the 30. Fielded at about the 15. Heading straight upfield, finding a gap. This is big trouble. He's only got the kicker to beat. Can Johnny Moon bring him down on the left sideline? He trips him up.
Good tackle.
A touchdown saving tackle, but a promising start for the Spartans. That was number five, Caden Cott.
So Baraboo special teams problems continue to plague them, and there is exactly why you squib kick. Because once again, it's just another huge, darn near 50-yard, 50-plus-yard return. And that special team's just struggling all year. They've been giving up at least one or two big long runs, if not a touchdown, every game on that.
The momentum doesn't last long for the T-Birds. Caden Cott with a big return sets the Spartans up with the ball in plus territory at the Baraboo 32. Two receivers right, one left. True is back to pass, under pressure. He escapes, running left. Nice-looking scramble to the 30, inside the 30 to about the 28. He turns a potential sack into a gain of about five.
Missed opportunity for the Thunderbird defense. They had two or three guys and circling the drain, and somehow he ducked down and crouched out of that crowd and picked up 5 yards when he should have lost 5 or 6 yards.
Beal on the tackle. It'll be second and five coming up for the Spartans. Sparta looking to answer the Baraboo touchdown drive.
Ben, where else would you rather be right now? We got a big moon that's coming up over the trees.
Beautiful.
Look at that sucker.
We had a gorgeous fall day. We're going to have a gorgeous weekend coming up. Two receivers to the right. It's going to be a handoff, though. McTaggart looking to pick his way off left tackle, outside the hash. He picks up a couple of yards. It'll bring up a third and short.
We can tell what their bread and butter play is. It is that play. It is a little bit of a handoff right there to number one, as Ben's been saying, and he kind of will go left a time and then go right a time, and he kind of goes right in off the tackle. It's a little bit of a wider run on that one. That was off the left tackle.
Third and about two coming up for the Spartans. This is their second possession. They engineered a field goal drive to open the game. The Thunderbirds have answered with a touchdown. The Spartans looking for an answer of their own. It's going to be another inside handoff to McTaggart. Again, looking to pick his way. Looks like he's got enough for the first down. Short pickup.
It is right at the sticks. Boy, it's going to be where they decide to mark this, I think. He is walking right in line with that orange. Either way, Sparta will.
Yep, they're calling that a first down. Fresh set of downs for the Spartans. T-Birds are making it tough on them, though. Looking to get a stop here, get the ball back in the hands of their offense.
Gain of four on that last play. First and 10.
You got to give Sparta credit there for going back to what's working for them. Going back to the well, of course, on second down they ran to the left. Third down they ran to the right. There's nothing special about it.
First and 10 for Sparta. Two receivers out wide to the right, one to the left. You've got McTaggart next to True. Also got a man in motion. True hands off to the man in motion. He's going off left end, around left tackle, and to the left sideline where he's dropped out of bounds. Inside the 15, we do have a penalty flag.
This could be holding. It's either in the neighborhood of holding on the offense or a potential face mask.
You're right.
Defense.
The official is grabbing his hand. Now the question is which way you'd imagine it would be offense.
Beautiful.
Against the Spartans.
It is indeed going to be a holding penalty that will push Sparta back.
What number was that guy in motion? Was that number four?
I think it was Reese Ott again. They've run that play a couple of times already.
They have. They run Reese Ott in motion, and that time they decided to give him the ball. That's that Reese Ott. He's the one that got crushed by Jordy Beal earlier on the previous drive when he was trying
like
that
you
play.
Like you said, we saw the bread and butter with McTaggart in between the tackles, and then they run a little change up end around sort of look, going the other way. Single receivers, left and right. We got a one receiver in the slot. That's Ott. He's in motion. He's going to get the handoff going to the right side this time, looking to get off tackle. He does, heading down the right sideline. He's going to have first down yardage at about the 10-yard line.
And, you know, Ott's in he is running fast. He's running as fast as he can by the time he gets that handoff, and Baraboo's defense is having a tough time getting spread out and getting over to him. He's getting around the end because he's running so fast when he gets the ball. He's fully going.
I'm curious whether this is going to be a first and goal. It looks like it will not. Looks like they're going to spot this at about the 11. First and 10 for the Spartans. They can pick up a first down without scoring a touchdown.
First down marker on the one.
They're moving to our left under the big full moon here at Flambeau Field. One receiver to the right, two to the left. One. There's a man in motion. This time they're going to hand it off to McTaggart instead. Inside handoff into the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown for Sparta into the north end zone. Touchdown, the Spartans have reclaimed the lead, 9-7.
And in that case, Ott just runs right past them, and he does the delayed handoff to number one again, and he just goes right behind the right-hand side tackle and in and wasn't really touched till he got to the goal line.
We got a barn burner here, Brandon. We got three scores, and we still got 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
What is the over-under on this one? I mean,
let's ask Johnny Vegas, see where he set the line
right,
this evening.
Exactly.
I don't know if Johnny Vegas is listening.
Yeah.
He's currently preoccupied.
He is.
He's doubling down.
I think he's texting his wife. He's got his phone out.
For the extra point.
Ooh.
That's low.
We'll take that.
I think you might have missed it.
He did indeed.
The kick is no good.
So the kick there from Von Rudin is no good. So the score will hold at 9-6.
So with
it'll be Baraboo ball coming up here.
9-7.
Yes, 9-7. I shorted us a point instead of them. It'll be 9-7, Spartans. Baraboo's going to field its second kickoff on the opening drive in case you joined us late. T-Birds went for a 4th-and-2, ripped off a 58-yard touchdown run by tonight's quarterback, Elliot Romberg.
Defensive coordinator has some work to do. He's got to sit them down and say, okay, boys, there's essentially two plays, and they're running those two plays both ways. So it looks like there's four plays, but there's really
two. It's just an end-around left, end-around right.
Correct, exactly. Or the inside, delayed
inside
handoff
trap,
right and left. And so they've got these, you know, basically two plays. They run them both ways. Very effective. So far, our defense is just struggling to keep up with those two plays. So.
So the Spartans are going to kick it away. Von Rudin will boot it from the 40. We've got Romberg and Huselman back deep for the Thunderbirds. Twin safeties standing inside the 5-yard line. The kickoff, end over end, low. It's going to bounce at about the 15. Fielded on the far side of the field near the left hatch. Heading upfield, that's Huselman. He's across the 35 to the 40. Penalty flag flies. He's tackled at the 42. And we'll see what the infraction is.
Usually that's never a good thing, as we've seen. It's usually a block in the back or something along that lines.
Not promising for the team getting the ball. It is indeed holding on the T-Birds. We'll see where this gets spotted.
You know, the flag got thrown down somewhere around the 27-yard line. Great return, by the way, on Husselman. We don't want to take anything away from him. He got all the way to the 43-yard line and really was untouched till the 35 and then battled his way for the last 7 or 8 yards.
Now, we have a listener who says Johnny Vegas is setting the over-under at 62.5. However, I happen to know this individual is not, in fact, Johnny Vegas. It's an imposter. And, of course, we would never encourage gambling on amateur high school athletics. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the T-Birds. They're going to be backed up to the 18-yard line. They got their work cut out for them here on their second drive. They got one receiver out wide to the right, one to the left. Twin backs flank the quarterback, Romberg. He hands off. That's Huseman looking to get off right tackle. Picks up a couple of yards. Get three, maybe four. Well, looks like they're going to give him about five on first down.
Stretch that out for five for him. Huseman has been really active already tonight. It's nice to see.
Yes, indeed. So we'll have a 2nd and 5 coming up for the T-Birds. We're ticking down to the final minute and a half here of the first quarter. Been a lot of action. Our score is Sparta 9, Baraboo 7.
You know what's shocking is we haven't called Jackson Putkammer's name yet. And, of course,
surprising.
I think he got – and I'm not kidding you when I say he had 20-some carries last week.
He must have. Romberg in the shotgun, flanked by a pair of backs, waiting for the snap. He's got it. He's going to hand it off to Jackson Putkammer. Of course, you called it. He plows forward, as is his custom, a little
and
short
he is
of the
real
first
close.
Down. Maybe not. He might have gotten it on 2nd and 5. They're going to move the chains. That is indeed
Jackson
a first down
Putkammer
carry for Jackson Putkammer.
First
and 10 for the T-Birds. Both offenses finding some success here tonight. On the opening drive, the Spartans drove all the way down to the 1-yard line, but the T-Bird defense
first
held up
and
forced a field goal. T-Birds have 1st and 10, just inside the 30-yard line. Romberg fakes the handoff, evades a tackler in the backfield, evades another tackler, and a third tackler. Only picked up about 5, but did a lot of work in the process.
I think he ran 17 yards, but 12 of that was horizontal, and he was moving and shaking and juking, and he got his 5 yards.
And he turned a loss into a gain of 5.
I tell you what, give credit to that young man. His feet were moving, and he did absolutely create that 5 yards out of thin air, because that was not there.
Here comes the second and 5 for the T-Birds.
Uh-oh.
And we got a whistle pre-snap. Oh, the first quarter has expired.
Oh, all right.
So the teams are going to flip sides. We'll reset things for you here. So once again, if you joined us late, my name is Ben Bromley, voice of the Bear with Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by Thunderbird legend Brandon Wegner. We're with you tonight on the radio at 99.7 Max FM, online at max.fm. Also, you can find us using the Civic Media app. And, of course, we're on the NFHS Network tonight for those who are watching tonight's game. Our broadcasts are brought to you by these sponsors: Chris Stanton, State Farm Insurance Agency, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. So the visiting Spartans coming into the year, Dusty Morrow is leading their squad with 114 tackles. Camden McTaggart, second with 95. He's a busy guy on both sides of the ball. The last time these two teams met, it was Sparta 32, Baraboo 28. Luke Vittengill ran for 199 yards and a couple of TDs. Jackson Puckhammer ran for 99 yards and 2 TDs. Ross Legal had a whopping 11 tackles. Jordy Beal had 9. However, the Spartans prevailed. Reese Ott scored a pair of rushing touchdowns. Thomas Laufenberg racked up 148 yards on the air and another 124 on the ground. And Camden McTaggart had 19 tackles. Here come the T-Birds as we start the second quarter.
Hooselman's going to get it.
Another carry off right tackle for Hooselman. He's going to have a first down to open the second quarter.
And that he just got on the outside, beat the Sparta defensive end on that far, we'll say left side as we
Even
look at this, which is east, and got around the corner and got his 6 yards when we needed 5.
A promising drive continues for the T-Birds. First and 10 at the 40.
For the Thunderbirds.
Single receivers out wide right and left. Two running backs flank the quarterback. This could be a handoff to Hooselman again. Inside right tackle this time. This would be a short gain. It'll bring up a second and about 8.
I will tell you what. This is a completely different Thunderbird football team than we saw a week ago.
Certainly is.
A week ago they were demoralized. They had no life in them. They had no fight. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I'm not saying they didn't want to win the game. I'm just saying they didn't act like they wanted to win the game. And tonight is a whole new ball game. The defense has stepped up at times. They've got some things to work on, but the offense has been very impressive to open this game.
Second and long here for the T-Birds. Approaching midfield. Romberg barks out the signals.
Oh, no.
Botch snap. They're just going to dive on this. It'll be a short loss, but all things considered, a win.
I think that was on the center because no one else was moving, and that snap came out and hit the quarterback right in the chest.
right
in the stomach, the chest area. Bounced right off of him, and luckily, which one running backs jumped on that and saved the day anyway?
I couldn't quite make that out myself. It'll be 3rd and 10 for the T-Birds.
Let's see if we're going to see the first pass of the night or if they're going to try for 2-down territory here.
Romberg calling out play. He's got the snap. It's going to be an inside handoff. Puckhammer with a nice-looking pickup. He's got 5, 6, 7 to midfield. He'll be just shy of the first down.
1 yard short.
But that's going to be a definite 4th and 1 opportunity for the T-Bird offense.
No question in my mind what our coach is going to do. It's his last game. His seniors, we need a win.
Pull out all the stops.
We're down 2, and was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? We got to get this. Keep going.
And the T-Birds, of course, on their opening possession, went for a 4th and short and turned it into a long touchdown run for Elliot Romberg. We'll see if they dial up that same play here, 4th and 1, just a yard shy of midfield. Romberg in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. He's got it. He's going to take it himself. Right up the gut.
Oh,
that's going to be close.
Man, I don't know.
The far official has it marked for a first down.
And I'll be honest, I'm as big a T-Bird fan as anybody that's listening. That was a nice spot.
That was a fortuitous, generous spot. So that takes the ball across midfield for the T-Birds. They'll have 1st and 10, and their drive continues. A couple of first downs here. Good-looking drive for the Baraboo offense. Single receivers right and left. A pair of backs flank Elliot Romberg in the shotgun. He's got the snap. Fakes the give, looking to keep.
Keep it again.
He evades a couple of tacklers in the backfield and picks up a good three, maybe four, along the far sideline, the right sideline.
Once again, the ball carrier.
It'll be second and about
three on the play.
Seven for the T-Birds.
Wyatt Morrow.
I am. It's interesting how many times he's starting to keep that ball and kind of keep the defense honest instead of looking for a running back.
And we've only seen a couple of Jackson Puttkamer carries, which is surprising.
Correct.
We'll see.
Second and seven.
Might just be setting them up.
Right.
Second and seven for the T-Birds. They come out in their customary formation. They're moving to our left now as we face Flambeau Field. This is a handoff to Puttkamer. He's looking to go around left tackle. He's across midfield to the 45. Shoves the defender. Puts him in the turf and picks up a first down at the 35.
Picked up about 10 yards. On just
And in the process, administers a facial.
And we've said this before, but he's a man amongst boys once in a while when he grabs that ball and just puts his head down and buries down the field. And that's pretty did there. By the way, I got a text from some guy named Gary Wegner in my phone. He says, you know, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. He doesn't know that's an Animal House movie quote. I was quoting Belushi.
First and 10 for T-Birds. This is Huseman looking to turn it inside right tackle. He's got a short gain. As soon as you said it, I was like, you know, people are going to be trying to correct you on that.
I know. You know, people that listen just got to relax.
Especially people who know you. They should be prepared for such foolishness. That's a pickup of about three for Huselman.
Foolishness. I have a taste for good movies.
That's right. You are a buff of the cinema.
That's right.
Second and seven for the T-Birds. They're looking to answer the Spartans' touchdown drive, looking to get back into the lead. This is a direct snap and then a handoff to Jordy Beal. He's looking to get off right end, and he does just that. He's across the 30. 25, that's another first down for the T-Birds. So a direct snap to Huseman, who in turn hands it to Jordy Beal.
Well, that was fun. That was a little trickery. Huseman's going left. Quick hands off to Jordy Beal. He goes right and picks up 8 yards.
And this is going to be a long T-Bird drive. Lots of plays, lots of time, possessing the ball. Now they've driven to about the 25-yard line. Huseman again takes the snap, hands to Puttkamer. He's looking to get out to the right side. He picks up about five on first down.
Did. Another nice handoff.
Once again,
so the T-Birds showing a little wrinkle here. We saw Elliot Romberg as quarterback to start the game. Now they've been using Huseman, kind of a direct snap look. Second and five coming up.
Second and five.
And really, I'm going to tell you this. This play calling, this is coaching. And this is fun. And Turkington put in a lot of work this week.
Taking a direct snap and looking to run off left tackle this time. That's Huseman. He's going to pick up a yard or two. It'll be third down coming up, and we've got an injured player here for the Spartans. We've got a lineman, number 71, who is hurting after that play.
I think it's number 74.
Okay, there isn't the 71, so that makes sense.
Cadence,
thank you.
Help me out with that last name. Cadence Zweifel? You're better.
Zweifel indeed.
Zweifel?
That's what
I've
got, yes.
Okay.
So the training staff is going to attend to him. So we'll recap tonight's game for you. So the Spartans took the opening kickoff, drove all the way down to the 1 yard line on a Camden McTaggart 26 yard run. But the T-Birds were able to hold on and force the field goal attempt that put the Spartans up 3-0. On the ensuing possession, Baraboo went for a 4th and 2 and ripped off a 58 yard TD run by Elliot Romberg to take the lead. The Spartans answer with a touchdown. Cam McTaggart ran it in from 11 yards out. The extra point was missed, and that brought us to our current score, Sparta 9, Baraboo 7. And the young man is walking off the field to the far sideline with a little bit of assistance, and we're going to return to action here. It'll be 3rd and 3 for the T-Birds.
Not only is Baraboo right in this game, Baraboo can win this game. We just need the defense to start just to hold a little more on those plays because the offense is doing their job.
Just a single back next to Huseman. He takes a direct snap. He's looking to run off right tackle and is dropped. He got a short gain. That's going to bring up a 4th and short.
Boy, I think you're going to call that 4th and 1, 1.5, and this will be interesting to see.
Now Johnny Moon is running out. This might indicate a field goal attempts.
4th and 1.
We haven't seen a lot of field goal attempts for the T-Birds this year.
No, we have not. Now, Coach has a lot of confidence in Johnny Moon. Now, we saw him, was that last week? when he kicked a 42-yard attempt, and it went about 37 yards, right. I believe,
looked,
out of memory.
Looked good, just fell a little short.
Correct. Yeah.
Snap is down. Moon's boot looks good. Certainly long enough.
Oh, my goodness.
He drills it.
Kick.
Drills a field goal. 33-yard field goal from Johnny Moon puts the T-Birds ahead 10-9.
Now, that would have been good from at least 12 or 15 more yards.
He got all that one.
He boomed that through the uprights. That was pretty. And you know what? Hand it to the coach, because I'll be honest, on fourth and one from the 21-yard line, I was thinking putt comer all the way.
For sure.
But give it to Coach Turkington to have the confidence in Johnny Moon to go out there, and he rewards his coach and the confidence by booming that field goal through.
We have a barn burner this evening, folks. Both teams have scored every time they've touched the ball. We have yet to see a punt.
Hey, the Packers need him because they don't have Mason Crosby
oh,
anymore.
Boy.
One
not
of the greatest
get him started.
Green Bay Packers in the history of the franchise.
Get Brandon started on Mason Crosby. T-Birds are going to kick it away. They're going to be kicking to our left as we face Flambeau Field. We're looking to protect a one-point lead. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter at Baraboo High School. Three safeties back deep once again for Sparta. They're all standing near the 10-yard line.
5:45.
Johnny Moon tees it up.
First half of play. Your new score, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 10, Sparta Spartans 9.
All right, special teams. Regroup.
T-Birds allowed a long kickoff return on their previous boot. Moon approaches. Kicks it away. End over end kick.
Nice kick.
Near the sideline on the far side. Fielded at about the 10. Looking to cut it back up. And being dropped
Wonderful.
At about the 25. That was Cott, who did so much damage on his previous attempt.
And that is a perfect way to answer what happened on the first two kickoffs. They come out only allow about 15 yards on that return. And this Baraboo team, so far, with 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes to go in the first half, is answering the call.
Ball placed down at the 26.
Gabe Arnold in on that tackle. First and 10, Spartans. They're going to start this drive at the 26-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left.
Oh.
This snap gets away from True. He jumps on it at about the 15. He's under hot pursuit and is sacked
yes.
inside the 10. A sack attack for the T-Birds. Zach Burgess doing the damage.
Oh, that is a massive 15-yard loss. And that Sparta, you know, he was trying to figure out how he could throw the ball away. And we were being pursued by multiple T-Birds. And he just couldn't get the ball off. And he succumbed to a 16-yard loss officially.
So second and forever for the Spartans here. We are down to about 5 minutes to play before half. T-Birds can't help but think about getting the stop and getting the ball back in good field position here before the end of the half.
Have we seen Sparta throw yet?
We have not.
We have not.
We haven't seen either team throw. All ground here tonight. True waiting for the snap. He's got it this time. It's a handoff to Ott. He's looking to get off left tackle. He does. He's brought down at about the 28. That's a solid pickup on second and long.
That's okay, though. I mean, I know they're trying to get something here, but they only picked up, what, six or seven? Six or seven, seven or eight. We're going to call it eight, as Dave Maurer says. We're looking at a third and 18.
Third and long.
And I'd be surprised if Sparta runs the ball here. But at third and 18, maybe they're just trying to pick up half of the yardage and punt.
Three receivers out wide to the right. We got trips to the right, one receiver to the left, and a lone back next to Zachary True. He's looking to throw, looking right, throwing out into the flat. It'll be incomplete. That wasn't going to get you much.
That wasn't going to get him much at all, and he was totally draped by A.J. Elliott on the coverage. So
A.J. was not fooled.
Even if the receiver had made the catch, if Elliott makes the tackle, they only pick up three or 4 yards. So that was not a downfield throw for a third and 18 to kind of do a slant out pass. Is you're counting on your receiver to catch it, make a move,
and
shake the tackle. Correct. Wonderful, wonderful defensive stand.
So 18 for the Spartans. They're going to punt it away. This is our first punt of the contest. Looking to boot for zero. That's Dusty Morrow. He kicks it away. That drops at about the 42, 45-yard line. The T-Birds are going to have the ball in
Dusty
plus
Morrow's
territory. So just as we discussed, that's just how you would draw it up if you're Coach
Where
Turkington.
I tell you what.
First and 10
I can't say enough about the defense. Coming out on that drive, forcing a three and out, looking impressive, answering the call. I'm sure they had some conversation on the sideline after giving up that touchdown on the last drive pretty easily. And, again, can't reiterate it enough. This is a totally different Baraboo football team than we saw last week. They're hungry.
T-Birds have first and 10 at the Spartans 45. They deploy one receiver to the left, one to the right. Taking the direct snap is Huseman. He was looking to try to get outside, and he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. A couple of Spartans got into the backfield.
Can't tell who that was, but a linebacker was sitting dead red on that snap directly to him and lost a yard. Going to probably have to do a little more handing off if they are keying in now on our quarterback keepers. We'll call it a quarterback keeper.
Second and about 11 for the T-Birds. Three backs in the backfield. Houston hands off to Beacon.
Oh!
He's got an opening to the 30. 25, 20, dragged down at the 15-yard line. Jordy Beal gets a first down.
Picks up 30 yards for Jordy Beal. Are they going to mark that at the 10?
35.
We're going to call that 35 yards.
Jordy Beal sets up the T-Birds with a promising opportunity.
Do you know what play that looked like right there?
What play did it look like?
It looked like exactly what Sparta was doing to us on that handoff.
You had the three backs and the quarterback. This time, Huseman takes a direct snap. He goes between the tackles. He's into the end zone for a Thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds into the north end zone.
My goodness, who is this football team? Like a hot knife through butter, Baraboo scores in just a couple of plays.
And with that touchdown, the Thunderbirds extend their lead to 16-9. Ethan Huseman.
With an 11 yards out.
And we'll await the extra point. Johnny Moon ready to boot it. The kick is up. It is good. So with Johnny Moon's kick, it makes it Baraboo 17, Sparta 9. How about that, Brandon? What a response to potentially, I was going to say close out the half. We still got 3 minutes left. All this scoring, it's been an active first half.
Yes, that 3 minutes is really important. And all you want is, no more points. Let's be honest. That's your goal here, right? Because you're giving the ball back to a Sparta offense that has shown they can run on us a little bit at will at times. However, maybe the defense has corrected that and figured that out and talked it out. So your goal is to get the ball back with 1 minute to go. And, yes, you'd like to get greedy. But quite frankly, going into the locker room up 17-9 would be tremendous.
So the Thunderbirds have scored every time they've touched the ball here in the first half. They lead 17-9. Johnny Moon is going to kick it away to the Spartans. And, of course, if you're Coach Adam Dow and the Spartans, you're looking to do the opposite, right? You want to change the mojo and get a score before half.
We are
just under 3 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, because if Sparta can get some points on the board going into half, it boosts their morale.
Johnny Moon with a high end-over-end kick this time instead of the line drive. It's fielded at about 15. Picking his way across the 20, but dropped inside the 25. I believe that was caught again. They've been kicking it over to his side despite the damage he did on that first kickoff return.
But once again, he only got about 10 yards on that return, and Johnny Moon with a nice booming high kick, and that allowed the Gunners and the runners to get down the field and make the tackle very shortly after they had received the ball.
So the Spartans have the ball at the 25-yard line. In a couple of minutes and a couple of timeouts to go here, they've got all three. They'll try to put up some points and potentially tie this game before half. It's Baraboo 17, Sparta 9.
Ooh, they're going
True,
deep.
Looking to throw deep down the right sideline. He overshot Caden Cott, who was streaking down the right sideline. He had a step on Elliot Romberg, but that pass was too long.
That was dangerous. He did have a full step on Elliot Romberg, one-on-one. That was the old design. We're going to just launch this ball down the field and see if we can catch him off guard. Romberg was right behind him, but there was a full step on him. Now the referees, I don't know exactly what
they're talking about here. Yeah.
I don't either. If they're talking about the clock, They might be talking about the clock. I'm not
sure. You know, and last week we had the ref mic, but we don't have that today. It's not that I know of. We'll see what's going on.
Hey, 2:30.
Yeah.
They're looking to put some time back on the clock.
Back on the clock.
It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Spartans. True in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Now we got a whistle pre-snap. So we're going to sort this out here. I don't know if they just blew that dead.
I'm not sure the referees had said that they were set and ready for that play.
The ball might not have been set and ready for play. So it'll be 2nd and 10. Here we go. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Zachary True in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands off. Double handoff. Going the other way. Ott is over the 30, 35, 40,
look out.
50. Can Jordy Beal push him out of bounds? Just barely pushes him out of bounds down the far sideline at about the 40. 45-yard line. Big pickup.
That's the reverse right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reverse. Their running back took a full 3-4 steps west, and they reversed it, handed it off. They pulled a trick out of their bag, and they got a really nice
30-yard gain for Reese Ott.
30-yard gain for Sparta.
So it'll be 1st and 10, Sparta, at the 45, and with that being a short time situation, a big gain like that is key.
Yeah, and he got out of bounds. Stops the clock.
Jordy Beal was able to save the touchdown by pushing him out of bounds. Looking to throw again. True. Right side. He's got a man. He's got a step. He's got a catch inside the 20-yard line. A diving catch. That's number 12 for the Spartans. Grant Geyer.
Once again, Elliot Romberg just got beat by a step. Trevon Lawyer tried to come over, but it was too late. That receiver's just blowing us off the line on that play.
So that's back-to-back big plays. The 30-yard run for Ott, the 25-yard catch for Geyer, and it's 1st and 10 at about the 12.
So now it's time to stiffen up. This is exactly what we feared and didn't want to have happen with 2 minutes left to go in the half.
Zachary True's got the snap. This is another handoff to Ott, looking to go off left tackle. He's got room. Can he get to the goal line? He can. That's going to be a touchdown for the Spartans. An 12-yard touchdown run by Reese Ott, and he has a big drive. And we'll see if the
Reese
Spartans
Ott
go for two to tie.
With a 12-yard touchdown run.
Well, one of the Sparta defenders made a nice block on Zach Burgess there, number 15, who just got pinned and couldn't get outside, and that's kind of his containment responsibility.
So our score is 17-15. Baraboo with a 2-point lead. I think Sparta's going to leave the offense on the field and try to tie this.
I will say this. They scored so quickly. Now
the T-Birds have time. Yeah.
You absolutely have time to score.
Two receivers wide to the left, one to the right for the Spartans.
I'd bottle up
one
the
back
middle
stands
again.
Thanks to True. True's going to hand off, looking to pick his way inside and getting the 2-point conversion. That's Camden McTaggart.
And that's what they did. They spread us wide, made us have to spread out, and then went right down the middle with their classic inside trap, right-hand side handoff.
So with that successful 2-point conversion, we are all tied at 17, and this wild Mississippi Valley Conference contest continues. Thunderbirds are going to have a minute and 47 seconds to work with. They do have all three timeouts. The way this game is going, I wouldn't rule out another score.
Absolutely not. In fact, I wouldn't rule it out. I'd expect it at this point. Baraboo, with all three timeouts and the way that their offense has been going, you at least should be getting into field goal territory if all goes well.
The T-Birds have yet to punt this evening. Spartans got the ball first. They have punted once. Otherwise, it's been all scores. Each team has hit a field goal and scored a couple of touchdowns. And that 2-point conversion was compensating for an extra point that was missed earlier. That's why we stand at 17-17. Sparta getting ready to kick it away to the Thunderbirds. We have Huselman and Lawyer back deep for the T-Birds. They're standing inside the 5-yard line. Von Ruder ready to boot it away. This is going to be a low bouncer. Bounces at about the 30. It's going to be fielded by an up man at the 20. Heading left to the 25.
Oh, beautiful.
30, 35, 40. Look at looking kick return across midfield, almost to the 40-yard line. That's number three, Gabe Arnold.
Gabe Arnold, a huge return for 45 yards.
returns the kick up.
My goodness.
The Sparta 45-yard line.
He went left and got a nice block and just kept going. And now
and now the T-Birds are set up nicely.
Now the T-Birds are at the Sparta 42 with a minute 30 to go.
And back and forth we go tonight.
So let's score two touchdowns before the half, should we?
Right. So the T-Birds start this game in plus territory. The 42 of Sparta with 1:39 to go in the half. Here's a handoff to Huselman. He turns it inside right tackle, and there's a fumble.
No.
He picked up about six, but fumbles, and it's recovered by the Spartans near the 40-yard line. The game's first turnover goes
there's
Sparta's way.
Boy, and Huselman had made a nice play to pick up 6 or 7 yards, and right at the end of that, he got sandwiched between two Sparta players and coughed it up, unfortunately.
So the game's first turnover is going to give Sparta a golden opportunity. They're going to have the ball at about the 38, and they've got a minute and a half to work with.
They got too much time,
and
given how fast that last drive went through us.
The Spartans broke out the big play on their previous drive with a 30-yard run and a 25-yard pass. They're looking to try to regain the lead before half. Zachary True has a man in motion, but he's going to roll left, looking to throw. T-Bird's in hot pursuit. Here comes Kurtzberg. He's not going to get him. True's going to scramble. He's across the 40. He's going to pick up about four, making a little something out of nothing.
Rolled and rolled, and then decided to tuck it and run and only picked up four.
Gain of, call it three.
So with that first down pickup, these Spartans are going to look at second and about six or seven here.
Definitely a four-yard game.
Second and seven.
Spartans have one receiver out wide to the left, two to the right. We have a single back next to Zach True, who takes a shotgun snap. He's looking to throw
going
again.
Deep again.
Looking downfield now. He's going to roll right. He's got some room to run.
Does.
He's going to take it. He's across the 45, across the 50 for first down yardage. To the 45, he'll be escorted out of bounds at about the 42, and that's another first down for Sparta.
Zach True keeps it himself, and a big gain and a Spartan first down.
Good play by their quarterback to see a big, wide open, yep, middle of the field, and tuck it and run and pick up. What did he pick up there?
He got about 16.
Yeah, that's a nice pickup.
First and 10, Sparta. We are tied at 17. We are down to a minute 14 to go here in the first half. Sparta looking to take advantage of a Baraboo fumble to take the lead going into the locker room.
Can't stress enough how important it is. Baraboo holds them to no points on this drive.
Trips receivers to the left. That's where True goes. Completes a pass short and cutting across midfield and
breaking
picking
tackles
up a first down to the 30-yard line. Once again, that was Grant Geyer.
He
hauled in a Geyer, I should say. He hauled in a 25-yard catch on the previous drive. Here he sets up the Spartans with a first and 10.
Picks up about 11, and he should have been tackled after the 2-yard throw there. But he did a nice job, broke a couple of tackles, and Baraboo's defense, again, needs to step up.
The ball rests on the Thunderbird 31-yard line. True has the snap, looking to throw left. He's got Geyer again, wide open. He's got to the 20, the 15, the 10. He is brought down by Beal at about the 11. It'll be a first and 10 once again for the Spartans. And Sparta's going
to
use a timeout.
For another Sparta first down.
Timeout, Sparta. That gives us a chance to talk about some of the other Baraboo High School sports action. We got a couple of the fall seasons already done already, if you can believe that.
I know.
So this update's a little shorter. But the cross-country team has its conference championships at the Norsk Golf Club in Mount Horeb tomorrow. FYI, the JV football game for Monday at Sparta has been canceled. Girls swimming is going to be in action tomorrow. They have an invitational at Shorewood, and then they'll have a dual meet at Stoughton on Tuesday. Boys soccer hosts Logan at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And then they've got the WIAA Regional versus La Crosse Central at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. So they're already getting into the playoffs, the postseason. The volleyball team has its regional at Holman on Thursday.
Speaking of sports already being done, I know that because my daughter's last seventh grade volleyball game is Monday night coming up. So it's amazing.
Yeah. And the basketball season is already starting in some of the club activities.
Yep.
True takes the snap.
Here's
it's another double handoff. Ott around the left side. He's got a little bit of a gap, just enough to score a touchdown. That's Reese Ott, his second-yard touchdown. That's a 12-yard TD run.
Baraboo's defensive ends are absolutely getting beat on these plays, and they are not keeping containment. and they are falling inside. And I know why, because the reverse is tough, because you instantly, when it's handed off, you're going to try to go that way. But they are not waiting back to see if anything else is going to happen, and they're just getting burned.
The double handoff does indeed burn the T-Bird defense. Sparta now with a 23-17 lead. They're looking to tack on an extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It looks good. It is good. And the Spartans lead 24-17. The T-Birds are going to have 30 seconds left here. I guess it might come down to what they do on the kickoff, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you don't hardly get much of a return and you're starting at your own 20-yard line, you're probably maybe going to take a knee or just hand off the ball. Now, let's be honest. You might want to take a knee. You don't want to cough up the ball another turnover deep in your own territory. So
Big return, you might try to capitalize, and if you don't, you might just say, okay, let's come out in the second half.
Yep, if you get a return and you're up to your own at least 40-yard line somewhere in that neighborhood, you might as well take a couple cracks at it.
And the T-Birds, they have won the opening toss and deferred, so they will receive the second half kickoff. A back-and-forth affair here this evening. We've seen only one punt. We've seen a lot of touchdowns and a couple of field goals. It's Sparta 24, Baraboo 17. Baraboo is going to return this, receive this kickoff with 32 seconds remaining in the half. Spartans booting it to our right as we face Flambeau Field. Full moon hanging above.
It's beautiful.
The kick is away. This is going to be a low bouncer, bouncing at about the 30. Oh. Up man lets it go. Got to be careful. It's a free ball, and it is recovered just in the nick of time by the T-Birds at about the 20, and I think there's your answer. I think you kneel on this one.
I'll be honest. The Thunderbirds are really lucky that they didn't turn over that ball, because the up man, who there was nobody else within 10 or 15 yards of that ball, he lets it go behind him. And
that's dangerous on a free kick.
That's very dangerous, and if you're Baraboo here with only 32 seconds to go in the ball at your own 21, I'd be hard-pressed to see them come out and do anything aggressive.
And Sparta does have two timeouts.
They do, but that doesn't matter. They need three timeouts with 30 seconds to go to stop you from running the clock out. So
Houston takes a handoff. It is dropped. He jumps back on it and recovers, averting disaster
again
for the T-Birds.
We're not lined up and taking a knee, but we're going to have mercy. Sparta is good. We got lucky, and Sparta's not going to use any timeouts. So
that may be our final play of the first half.
And it will be.
And the first half of play will be allowed to expire. Mm.
So that was an up and down, fun seesaw.
A crazy first half.
Crazy. If you wanted action on the radio, you had action.
We'll be back after a few messages. It's Sparta 24, Baraboo 17.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC.